You're listening to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. And this is our final Insight Music of 2017. I'm Beth Ruyak. You tried to change me. New to the Sacramento scene this year, a band called The Gold Souls. Their debut EP came out this past summer. They are regular performers at Shady Lady, and this Saturday, they're back again, releasing a new single with a video. It's titled Nobody. The Gold Souls came by before Christmas to record some music. Then for the conversation, joining me in the studio were Juniper Waller, the vocalist, Billy D. Thompson, the drummer, Jace Dorn, the bassist, pianist Alex Severson, and the guitarist Matt Hevish joined us by phone. Jace started out with an overview of how he first connected with Juniper in Davis.
We had met in a different band, actually, also in the Davis music scene, and we eventually reformed a few times and ended up in creating the Gold Souls.
How are you finding this entry into Sacramento, Juniper?
We were pretty determined, but we have been received really nicely so far. I think that it's a cool moment for Sacramento music. I think that there's a lot of energy around the arts in Sacramento right now. And so we were lucky to kind of be well poised to hit the scene this year. And also with music in general, there's been kind of a revival of more vintage music. And so that definitely fits with our style. Yeah.
The band played our song, but it was all wrong. It felt like a test. You were all wrapped up in somebody else, your latest conquest. Then over her shoulder you looked at me, a certain type of way. I gotta move on, I gotta be stronger, my heart is gonna stay.
Who wants to tell the story about the Gold Souls? Where did the band name come from? They all looked at Juniper.
It was funny. Billy wasn't playing with us yet, but he was my major consultant in trying to come up with a new name for my band. And so we were talking all the time about band names, just texting back and forth ideas. And Jace was involved in that conversation as well, of course. And we played a house party in Davis just probably exactly a year ago. And, you know, we were just so, like, kind of tortured about this band name. So we're just constantly throwing out ideas. And Jace was like, how about the Old Souls? And I was like, no, it's too generic. What about the Gold Souls? And everyone was kind of like, no, Juniper, that's stupid. But it grew on people.
How did the song Nobody, the new single, evolve?
That started off as an idea from Billy D. Thompson.
Like, Billy had the idea for it, had some of the lyrics. We took a fifth wheel trailer down to San Diego, and we were sitting in the back of the trailer speeding down the highway with Billy working out Nobody on the little travel guitar.
Yeah, Nobody was kind of one of my first efforts in, like, writing blues tunes. I've written songs since I played in my high school band. It was why I, like, learned guitar and piano a little bit, just so I could kind of participate in that. You don't really get a lot of, it's hard to write songs with just a drum set. So, but yeah, Nobody was kind of my first effort in trying to kind of combine the funk aesthetics and blues aesthetics and create a tune. And that was what I came up with.
I don't love nobody. And I like your time. You take my hand and you ease my mind. But I don't love nobody. I'm not forever. I might be one night. So don't you ever hold on too tight. You touch me, baby, a special kind of way. You touch me better, at least so far today. And I don't trust nobody. No, no, I don't trust nobody. I might love your body, but I don't trust nobody. You turn your face and you meet my eye. You feel so good and you look so fine, but I don't trust nobody. I'm not forever, I might be one night. I'm not forever, I'm out at daylight. You touch me, baby, a special kind of way. Oh, you touch me better, at least so far today. And on my way.
Single Nobody by the Gold Souls. What was the response after the EP?
The five songs that are on the EP were written by me and Jace because we were kind of coming from this previous band that the Gold Souls kind of rose out of the ashes of. And so the reason that we recorded the EP so early on in the band's existence was because we were asked to go down to San Diego to play a fundraiser in the early summer. And we'd kind of just gotten together, but we were like, yeah, let's go on tour. Let's go to San Diego. But then it was like, well, if we're going to go on tour, then we're going to need things to sell. Well, if we're going to need things to sell, we might as well record some music. We might as well have a CD to sell. And so we kind of rushed and did this five-song EP really early on. And it was just the tunes that we kind of already were working on that Jace and I had written.
You tried to change me. Right from the very start.
response after the EP? Did you shift the sound at all, Jace? Do you think the sound shifted as audiences started to hear and give you feedback?
I think so. I think we've gotten a little bit more vibrant rhythmically, getting a little bit more funk in the mix. It's definitely more danceable than that first EP was, but still very much in that kind of old school sound. Range.
Is that a little more pressure on you, Billy, as the drummer?
It's a little more fun for me. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So I grew up on a healthy diet of funk music. So my parents are really into that kind of stuff. So I'm really happy that we're kind of incorporating more of that sound into the mix. I think it makes us a little bit more unique to sort of blend some of those classic kind of blues shticks along with sort of the funk sound. You know, we've got the kind of soul lead vocal thing going on, so I think it's a very interesting blend.
Yeah, do you feel more soul than blues or funk, Juniper?
Yeah, I think that as far as vocal style goes, soul has been my main influence. I'm in love with kind of the storytelling quality of the blues.
Was music most influential to you?
Well, it's hard to say because I grew up with musician parents, and so it's always been a very big part of my life. Both of my parents are professional bluegrass musicians, and my grandmother was a folk and blues singer in Chicago, and so I was always around music. But yeah, in high school and college is when I really got turned on to blues and soul, and so that made a very big difference for me.
Where are you recording?
My longtime drum teacher and kind of Sacramento household name, Rick Lauder, he's the drums professor here at the university at Sac State. And he's got this really awesome studio at his house, and it's a really beautiful space. We had a great time working with him.
We recorded a few songs with you, and the videos are going to go up online, but let's listen to Hunger is the Best Spice from the Gold Souls.
Yourself with me, but honey, I think you should slow your roll. We just need a little self-control, 'cause there's so much drama and baggage and trauma and people who used us and people who abused us. And you know I feel that thirst, but I gotta love me first, and I gotta do that work. Yes, I gotta do that work. You know I feel that thirst. Bye. think I should go do me. And honey, you had better go do you. If our love is really meant to be, gotta let me go, and I'll come running back to you. Cause we're all just looking for instant amazing. We never learn nothing about living with a craving. And you know I feel at thirst, but I gotta love me first. And I gotta do that work, yes I gotta do that work. You know I feel that thirst, but I gotta love me first. And take my own advice, cause hunger is the best spice.
Are shooting for early next year, so we're gonna hit the studio right as soon as all the holiday stuff settles down, and hopefully be releasing something late spring, early summer.
Did all you guys hear that? That sounded like some marching orders right there. Put that in your calendar. Thanks a lot, everybody. Great to meet you. I look forward to you coming back. I know you have a lot of music in your future, and I'm glad we could share it with you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Beth.
Thanks, Beth.
The Gold Souls. They are Juniper Waller, Billy D. Thompson, Jace Dorn, Alex Severson, and Matt Hevish. Their new single titled Nobody will be released with a show Saturday night at Shady Lady in Sacramento. The show is 9 to midnight. It's free. There is no cover charge. On New Year's Eve, the Gold Souls perform at a vintage Hollywood New Year's Eve bash. That's at the Siren in Morro Bay. Check them out on our website. There's much more there at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight Music for this month. In fact, for this year. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. We had digital help from Chris Hagen and Hilda Flores. Thanks also to Anthony Van Hook and Paul Conley. We had video production help from Andrew Nixon and Matt Pacini. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. And with that, Happy New Year. Hope you ring it in safely.
Tell me what time did you start to see that we'd be swallowed by an angry sea? 7 years of bad luck in front of you and me. We're shackled and chained, we'll never ever be free. I'll keep sitting here.